You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, the Miami Heat beat
is gonna rip them out.
Talk Heat
all night long,
baby, all night long.
Daylight,
daylight, you still be
rocking with the
Heat beat
crew,
and we'll rock
on it, on it, on it.
Welcome, 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 your nappy ass to the Heat beat podcast. This is your host, Alf Sydney, a.k.a. Alf954 on Twitter. Unfortunately, Gianni Navas is late, so I'm just going to have to take the reins from here. With me today, we have Alex Toledo. What's up, Alex?
Yo, what's up?
We can actually hear you today. You don't sound like the Terminator.
Yeah, for real. Welcome to my voice.
What's going on with the bandwidth at your house? Nobody's watching any dirty movies. We're good?
I don't think so. Not today. I think we're good, man.
Okay, all right. Tell everyone to put that spank bank away and let's go. All right, next we have the Miami Heat beat insider. We have Leif. What's going on, Leif?
Walk up in this bitch like, what it do?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You have respect for the ladies. I like it. And last but not least, we have the co-founder of Miami Heat beat. We have the one, the only Brian Goins, the Michael Cera of Twitter. What's going on, Brian?
Why am I Michael Cera again?
Because you look and sound like Michael Cera from Superbad. Anyway, let's go. All right. First of all, our first topic today is Harrison's picture with Justice Winslow and Tyler Johnson. We're talking about Hot Take Harry at Hot Take Harry on Twitter. Harrison Citrin, a Miami Heat beat contributor and all around nerd. If anyone has seen this picture, he looks like an accountant, a really bad one. Like, he looks like a storefront accountant in Hialeah. Like, he doesn't really, like, have his own office. I mean, Leif, what does he look like to you?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. It's funny. Justice and TJ's face, they look so upset.
That they had to take a picture with this accountant.
He looks like he could get you out of a DUI, though. Like, you know, down 999999999.
He does. He looks like a TV lawyer. Yeah.
Harry looks like a Supercuts was a person.
Yeah, he looks like Supercuts come to life. Somebody told him to dress nicely, and that's the outfit he wore. Like, someone said, dude, you're going to meet a bunch of Heat players. There's going to be a lot of important people there. And this dude decided to hit up the Sears Roebuck catalog and pull out the wackest shirt-pants combo. And then he tucked the shirt in so tight. Like, am I the only one that saw that? Like, he tucked his shirt in so tight. Like, if he lifted his arms out, his midriff would show.
No, you got
it. Am I lying?
Yeah, you got me cracking up over here, man.
Alex, what does he look like to you? Which substitute teacher does he look like?
His shirt is so tight that his wrist is being exposed because it doesn't reach all the way down his arm.
So you're saying he doesn't even have the right size shirt on?
I'm not sure, man. Maybe he just tucked it in too tight. I don't know, like every stereotypical white guy in every movie I've ever seen.
So he looks like a substitute teacher. He looks like Dangerous Minds Part 2. Like, he went to a school in the hood and he's trying to make a difference. And at the end of the movie, he gets beat up by the school bully. Anyway, so I think
we do it by yelling at them.
Is this enough of Harrison talk, or do you want to keep going with this?
You wrote that you look concerned about his prostate.
He definitely looks like he just came from a prostate exam.
He always looks like he got the bad news.
Yeah, he looks.
You dress like you shop at a garage sales in Century Village.
Yes, he sure does. Am I wrong?
How about the bangs?
Oh, like, dude, the hair. We haven't even gotten to the haircut. All right? Like, that is the Supercut special. That's what they put on the ad. Like, that's what you go in and they say, what do you want? You're like, give me the most generic crap you can possibly think of. And I want bangs because I'm a dude. It's 2016 and I'm bringing bangs back. Like, that's what I'm all about. I'm Harrison Citrin. That's what's up. Is that enough, Harrison?
He's still good people, though. He's good people.
No, he's good. He's a little racist, but he's all good. We all love Hot Take Harry. He's the man. If he was on today, he'd be ripping me, but I'd still win. Next, we have to say RIP to Alan Thicke. This just broke. Breaking news. You have breaking news sound, Brian? Breaking news. Alan Thicke is dead. That's very sad for all of us 80s babies. Leif, I think you understand where I'm coming from. If you grew up watching Growing Pains, it's a really sad day. 2016 officially sucks. I don't think I'm telling you guys anything new. What are your fondest memories of Alan Thicke, Leif? I know you were prepared for this question.
Yeah, I have no opinion on outside issues.
Look at Leif laughing at death. That's terrible. Alex, what are your fondest memories of Alan Thicke?
Look, I'm 20 years old, so I didn't know who Alan Thicke was until Levis started playing him on his show, and he did great on that show, and it sucks. 2016 sucks.
That was moving, Alex. Brian, yeah, man. What are your fondest memories of Alan Thicke?
My fondest memory is this guy on Twitter, because apparently TMZ says he died at the age of 69. So one guy responded saying, nice.
At least they said it with a question mark, so they weren't quite sure if it was nice or not. So Alan Thicke dead at the age of 69. Someone wrote nice on Twitter because that's what Twitter's all about. So next,
someone had to do it.
Someone did have to do it. So next, let's talk about what's on every Heat fan's mind right now, because we saw a good game from Goran Dragic. Everybody's minds changed. We see a bad game from Hassan. Everyone wants to trade him. So, Alex, I'll ask you first. If you had to choose, and you had to choose one, who would you get rid of? Would you trade Goran, or would you trade Hassan?
Look, this whole time I thought that Goran getting traded was inevitable. But when you brought it up the other day, I thought it was actually an interesting question, because I think undoubtedly Hassan dealing him gets you more, assets, gets you more players, whatever it is that you're looking for. But I'd still probably lean towards trading Dragic, just because I feel that by the time that all of our young guys develop, he won't be on the same level anymore. So he's kind of playing on a different timeline, which can be said for Whiteside, but obviously to a much lesser extent. So I'd probably still lean towards Dragic.
My problem with trading Dragic is this. He's on such a good contract. Like, he's on a great contract for a really, really good player. Like, you don't get that a lot, Leif. Like, and I know me and you have both, since the beginning of the season, even when we wrote our preseason hot takes, that you can find on MiamiHeatBeat.com, by the way. When we wrote that article, that column, we both thought that Dragic wouldn't last the season, wouldn't last to the trade deadline. Have you changed your thoughts on that? Or are your thoughts about it, like your opinion of it, and your thoughts of what are actually going to happen, are they two different things?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to keep going. But it's just for the reasons that Alex stated, as well as just the fact that this draft is littered with good point guards. So if you're going to end up in the top five or top seven of this draft, you're probably going to be able to draft a good point guard or get, you know, trade up to a position where you can get one of those guys. So at that point, with a guy who's a little bit older than the rest of the core, I just think it makes more sense to probably trade him, especially while he's playing so well and his value is high. But, you know, in my opinion, I wish we could keep him, because I like him as a player, and I wish that we could have seen what that team would have looked like with Bosch healthy and the whole group that was here, you know, but when Go ahead.
But can you be bad enough with Goron to still get yourself a top lottery pick, even if it's a point guard? Because we've seen how rookie point guards struggle. Wouldn't it be nice? Okay, let's say we can finish with a top lottery pick. We can keep Goron, and we can draft a good rookie young point guard that could start behind Goron. I mean, who can come off the bench behind Goron and learn behind Goron. Why is that not advantageous?
I think it is. I mean, it's just it's ideal to be able to have a young point guard groomed behind a good vet. But by the same token, I don't know, man. It's just a situation where it just seems more likely like you would. Sorry, I completely lost my train of thought.
You're thinking about the Harrison picture. It has us all rattled. It has us all rattled, man. It's that picture just threw me off my game. I wanted to quit Heat Beat. It was just rough.
You always want to quit Heat Beat. What is that?
Oh, usually it's Gianni's anime talk, or him talking about how much he cries. We could talk about that too, because the dudes always talk about how he's going to cry about this, cry about that.
Secretly, are you happy that he's going to be in Japan for a whole month?
I don't know what kind of strange body pillow he's coming back with. He's going to probably come back with some more weird anime fetishes. So I don't think it's going to be good for the site. Has anyone noticed that he created a whole anime account?
Yeah, and he was making it. He's starting a YouTube channel, actually.
I have no opinion on outside issues.
He Twitter bullied him out of it.
Pretty much. Wait. Hold on. God, wait. He was your man's was about to create a YouTube channel about anime.
He's still going to. He's going through with this.
Oh, can he please use a different name? I cannot be associated with that. At all. I'm telling you. I will really quit Heat Beat if he does that.
It's a pretty strange thing to be interested in general. But
and to record yourself talking about it? Jesus.
But, you know, who am I to judge, man? I'm like a Heat nerd, so.
And Harris is an everything nerd.
How old is this? Like 28, I think.
No way! Yeah, who is that?
Who is this person? We need him on the pod.
Who is that in the background, yeah?
Introduce him. Give us a hot take.
I literally
The guys, can you hear us?
If Seven Nation Army was a shirt, that would be a shirt.
I'm here stuck in.
Yeah, you're playing
second
fiddle
really
right now.
Back.
Save the show. Oh, Alf's back. Oh, never mind. He's back. We don't need you anymore.
Is Alf back?
Yes.
No, wait. What? Are you going to hang up on me?
No.
Don't be so.
The whole cast is here.
Man,
the whole cluster bleep is here right now.
Is Gianni calling from traffic?
He's calling from. Where are you right now, Gianni? Where are you calling from?
I'm driving. I'm in this really dark road. Where I am.
Could you be a little more specific?
Ramon. What's up, Ramon?
Are you in Opa-locka?
No, I'm not in Opa-locka.
Are you gonna cry?
I had an episode before you called.
What happened?
A crying episode?
No, not a crying episode.
An anime episode?
No, don't even get me started. You know, telling Euphonium's tomorrow, and I don't think I'm ready.
Yeah, no, we don't want to hear it.
Huh?
Yeah, are you really starting a YouTube channel?
I am starting a YouTube channel. It's going to be called Subtitled.
But wait, are you going to like
video script?
Are you going to like talk and like be?
Yeah. I'm a breakdown anime themes.
Are you gonna cry?
Directing. I might cry. Dog, it's your favorite joke. That's all I get hit with. Are you gonna cry?
Because it's good. It's gold. Listen, play the hits.
No, it's gold. What the hell are we talking about? Anime?
We ain't even started yet.
Before you call me.
You're talking about Harrison's shirt.
Can you not do me a favor? Can you not use your real name for this YouTube channel?
You don't want to be associated with it.
I don't want no associate. I will quit Heat Beat for real this time.
You always say you're gonna quit Heat Beat.
That's what I said.
I will start writing for Hot Hoops.
No, you.
Oh no, I dare you. I dare you.
There's a rumor they have a podcast. No one's actually heard it.
You're on it.
Oh,
you can't curse over there. They won't let you curse in your articles over there.
Oh really?
Oh,
I can be funny without cursing. Ask Ethan.
Good luck with that. Ethan?
Ethan be sounding so nervous next to you. I could just see him squirming.
Dude, you're gonna curse. Dude, you're gonna curse on air one day.
No, I'm good at that. Listen, I have kids. I don't curse around them. I'm good at that.
I don't believe you.
I grew up in as foul a mouth as I have. I grew up in a Haitian household. I have never cursed in front of my parents in my entire life.
I don't believe you.
You cannot believe. I would not be alive if I cursed in front of my parents. So.
I grew up in a white people household, and I cursed at my parents.
Oh, me too, dude. Why don't they curse at each other? It's bleep you, go bleep dude, yourself.
The first day I
fat bleep.
Gianni, the what first the day shit, I met mom? Your mom, it was the weirdest moment I've ever had.
I don't want to clean my freaking room. Why don't you clean it, you bitch?
My mom calls me bitch all the time. She calls me the P word. She calls me all sorts of mean things.
The P word.
The P word.
Give me $100.
Brian, Brian, are we allowed to curse on this podcast or not?
I'll bleep it out, but I have to write the time code.
Yeah, I'm saving you some time, unlike Alf and Slim last show.
Leif with the low key joke that nobody heard.
What was the joke?
What did Leif say?
You're gonna have to listen to the podcast. What a tease! That's professional radio right there, player.
Rewind 15 seconds.
Now you're making Brian timestamp one stuff.
Nikias with the Nikias, do you have light in your house? What's going on?
Nikias is there.
Nikias looks like one of those eyewitness videos where he just
light bulb went out earlier. So now I'm using my lamp.
You're supposed to disguise your voice too, son.
Witness protection.
Out here looking like a snitch.
you're snitching.
Yeah, tonight is too much. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Who's on right now? I don't even know who's on.
So the rundown is we got Alex. Go ahead.
Alex is here?
Yeah, Alex is here.
Of course I'm here.
You haven't even said anything. You haven't even said a bad joke yet.
Alex got some creeper in his room just roaming around in the background. I'm not even joking. You think I'm lying?
Dad?
We're tapping the live market. I mean, the live audience market.
There's a guy in the background who looks like he makes bad decisions. Like,
I was making fun of Harrison, too. Alf, while you were gone, he was making fun of Harrison.
Dog, what is Harrison wearing today? If you're listening, go to his Twitter account and look at what the hell he's wearing, because it's terrible.
Harrison looks like
what did you say it looked like?
He looks like he's wearing that the Gap rejected. The Gap was like, yo, that's too square, son. Gotta have some swag.
You call him fat.
He looks like he's about to sell you on the features and benefits of a mattress.
He has twizzlers all over his shirt.
He looks like a mattress for a sales rep.
Are we talking about basketball or just making fun of people? Because I'm down for making fun of people for an hour.
We were talking about Dragic being traded, but this is a lot more fun.
That doesn't sound fun. Oh, it's fine to teach it.
I don't really think we're recording this and keeping this right here.
No, this is good stuff. Because especially by Alex's friend.
We better keep this.
I recorded Alex's friend, by the way, so we can put that in.
I need people on Alex's. I need people in Alex's life to steer him away from that guy.
that guy is bad?
Like, no, he looks like bad news. Bad news. Hey, do we have that small sample size theater?
No.
Brian hasn't made that. No, Brian's never going to make that. You understand that, you tell Brian to make stuff, and unless you force him, he doesn't do it.
You know what it is? It was the threat of making my intro music that scared him into making it. I haven't threatened him enough about the image.
Yeah, yours is just a lot more easier.
I gave you the whole script for Nikias and Christian's imaging. What happened to it? Nikias, you got a good...
And you're not doing it.
Nikias, you got a good small sample size stat for us? Some nerd...
I don't right now, man. I could pull up something right now. I need to.
Nah, it's okay. You're not even prepared.
First of all, you don't have a light, right? You don't have a stat.
Does he look like Greg Monroe or what?
I don't know what he looks like.
Is that dark?
No, I'm not. He looks like witness protection program. Like he witnessed a murder. Like he witnessed a mob hit that Harrison was the accountant for. Like he witnessed. He witnessed Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci killing Harrison in the back of a Cadillac. Oh, no.
And now that reminds me of that. It reminds me of that tweet you sent out with Manny Navarro behind Udonis, Matt Barnes, and DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh man, he looked so scared, didn't he?
Manny looked so very shook.
Manny was like, "This the realest." Manny was like, "This the realest shit I've ever been a part of." I mean, the Heat won last night. What are we going to talk about? Bloodsport. I mean, James Johnson. He's a Miami.
Can we talk about fighting people? Because apparently he wants to fight. Am I hosting or are you hosting? I don't even know anymore.
I don't care what. No, because you said Goran isn't about that life. No. Okay. Now here's where this stems from. Gianni saw Goran getting into Kelly Oubre's face, who has a really punchable face. Let's put that on the record. So he saw Goran getting in Oubre's face, and Gianni said basically that Goran is not about that life. Now, as someone who is about to start a YouTube channel, you should know better that Goran is 100% about that life. Just Google Goran Dragic fight, and that dude is always scrapping, like steady scrapping, usually with other small white Europeans. But Goran don't care. Goran's about that life.
You think Goran?
I didn't know
You think he'd slap Hassan?
I don't think he's that crazy. I mean.
Do you think Hassan can fight?
Yeah, you know what? I think Goran's more about that life than Hassan is.
I think so too.
Definitely.
Jesus. Hassan ain't never had to fight nobody.
I don't think how to fight well. He's just huge.
But here's the thing. Look who Hassan is always trying to fight. Alex Len.
Olenek.
Cody Zeller.
Yeah, Olenek. Cody Olenek. Zeller.
Has he only ever like gotten into altercations with white dudes?
I think
Boban is praying.
I don't think he got into Boogie's face. I didn't see that happen.
Yeah, crazy.
Didn't those two fight when they were teammates?
Did they?
Is that hearsay, Nikaias?
I'm not sure.
I think if Nikaias is in that witness protection program, he's just real loose with the lips tonight. put out all kinds of unfounded rumors.
Oh, you're fired.
Nikaias, who would you trade if you had to trade one? Goran or Hassan? I like to ask you because like you're like learned and you actually like look at the numbers and stuff. Like me, Leif, and Alex were talking out of our ass. I feel like you have some like empirical knowledge behind what you're about to tell me. So who would you trade out of those two? Who's more valuable?
Oh, that's tough. I would probably trade Goran, I think.
Why?
At least in the context of this year, since there are so many point guards in the draft. But I don't know. Like, I think it's probably easier to build around him.
Around who? Goran? Or
yeah, I think it'd probably be easier to build around Goran, honestly. All you need is, I mean, you need shooters and you need guys that want to run, and you can pretty much do the rest. But he's 30, so.
How good can you be?
So you just talked about both sides of your ass. Nikaias, I need a hot take. I need you to be adamant about something. Who would you trade, Goran or Hassan? Come on. Your identity isn't even revealed. Not you, G. I want Nikaias. I want a hot-ass take.
What's a hot take?
What is a hot take? Define hot take.
Right now. I want you to be adamant about your opinion.
I wish they trade Hassan. If it was up to me, that's who I would rather trade. But it makes more sense.
Get into it.
What happened?
They was an ass. What the hell is
that? Yeah, Jeopardy music right now.
Brian, stop.
What is happening?
You know how much I hate that.
Which is why I do it.
Listen, G, we could hang up on you at any time, all right?
We're still waiting for a hot take. You got 10 seconds.
Well, who waiting on me or Leif?
We're waiting for you.
You.
No, Leif already gave a hot take.
I'm sorry. I don't have a hot take. I'll probably flip Goran, though.
Okay, so Nikaias is saying Goran is useless and to trade him as soon as possible. Nice. All right, Alex. Oh, I already asked you, Alex. Oh, Gianni, do you want to give your hot take on this? Gianni there? I think he hung up because of the Jeopardy.
I think the music did it.
I don't think he's paying attention.
No, he's not here.
All right.
So he's here. No, he is here. Unless he just crashed.
Or cried.
That was hot.
There we go. That's what it is right there.
All right. So Gianni's done. Gianni's gone.
Finally.
All right. So Nikias is hosting now?
Oh, God, no. I'm ill-prepared to host.
So am I. I didn't have any. I have like one question about Goran and Hassan. All right. So we were getting into it in the chat the other day about Hassan. All right. The secret chat that nobody knows about. And I told Jack Alfonso.
I was talking, and then I just got hung up on.
Now Gianni's back, ruining the show. Dude, you hate Greg Cody, but you are Greg Cody right now.
No, I'm not. No, I was talking, and like nobody was answering me. And that guy's not good at his job.
Did you cry because nobody answered?
No, I was really confused. Like, wait, hello. I had my cake. I was trying to talk.
All right, give us your Goran or Hassan take. Go.
There be fine.
Try Hassan because you can get more back from him. And I think if Riley's not really in the mood to wait and like develop around young players, and I kind of think that he's gonna start getting rid of guys. So it might be better to get rid of Hassan. You can get more back.
See, I agree with that.
You're gonna get a late first. Like, you're gonna get a late first. What are you gonna do with that? Like, why not? Like, Riley's not gonna wait 4 or 5 years for a rebuild. Like, he's trying to like flip guys now, and you're gonna get more back for Hassan. You can probably give him to a team that has a star that's angry, because right, like he's a lot younger than Goran. So if a team has a guy that wants to leave, you're not gonna get Goran because really Goran's getting a pace, and Goran's for right now, not in any future. Goran's for right now. He's on a great deal. So going forward with free agents, you're gonna be able to fit more guys under cap.
See, I agree with that. Also, because I've seen what this team looks like when anybody else runs point. Now, am I the only one that was getting super frustrated with Josh Richardson last night, dribbling the ball at the half court line until 12 seconds left in the shot clock? Like, am I the only one that noticed that, or was that a real thing? Nikias, you look like you were ready to go. No?
Oh, no, I was just waiting. he had such an off night last night. Like, just some of the angles that he took in pick and roll, some of the shots he took, especially those really, really, really long twos, kind of bothered me. But, I don't know. It's kind of interesting to watch him develop, honestly.
But is it an off night, or is that what happens when you ask him to control the offense?
I mean, I've seen him more composed than that before, so I would kind of contribute it to an off night.
It feels like as soon as Goran comes back in the game, his confidence level like goes through the roof. Like, is it me? Am I the only one seeing that? Like, when Goran's back in the game, whether Josh is a primary ball handler or secondary ball handler, as soon as he sees Goran check in, his confidence level completely changes. Now, when it's him and TJ out there by themselves, I mean, it's a giant cluster bleep.
I mean, him and Josh have never been that comfortable running an offense consistently.
Who, TJ and Josh?
Yeah, pretty much. We've seen them been able to control an offense for spurts, but never extended periods of time, especially not games without Dragic because of an injury or something.
But see, it doesn't even look like they can take over for small stints. Like, I mean, Two or three minutes without Dragic and the whole offense goes to crap.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Which is why it'd be hard to watch this team without Goran, to be honest. It'd be really hard. Besides of just watching to see how much the young guys develop, it'd be really hard to watch this team without Dragic handling the offense, assuming that we don't get another point guard back in the deal and whatever deal happens.
But what point guard are you going to get? Like,
no, I wouldn't trade for a point guard either. I just trade. If I'm trading Dragic, it's for a high pick. It's for a valuable pick. I wouldn't do it for a late first, to be honest, either, if that's a hot take.
That is a hot take. Thank you very much, Alex.
Lukewarming.
I think the kind of package that you might look at would be something like an expiring contract that is a point guard that can get you through to the end of the season with that draft pick.
Like a Collison type of
something bug? Like that, yeah. Like a cat that can be serviceable for a couple months. You know, that's if it happened at the deadline, you know what I mean?
Because the Heat don't even have that on the bench right now. They don't have a serviceable point guard. And the funny thing is, Deion Waiters is their second best point guard, as sad as that sounds. But until he comes back, they do not have a serviceable, like halfway decent point guard coming off the bench.
And it's kind of James Johnson now, isn't it?
Yeah, I would. He was playing center and point guard the other night.
He's also a better center than Willie Reed and a better point guard than Tyler Johnson.
Good point.
That's so depressing.
That's a hot
thing. That might be true.
That is true.
Late, do you feel like Willie Reed?
No, I don't. What does he do well? Because I don't see it. Like, he seems like a nice guy, but I don't know what he does particularly well.
Get me hype.
Does he get you hype?
Yeah, he has these dunks.
Yeah, Gianni, would you rather wear a Tyler Johnson jersey or Harrison's shirt?
Oh my god!
Just choose death.
Harrison's shirt.
Can we please make that a poll on the Heat Beat account?
Oh my god! Yes.
We gotta do that.
Confirmed.
Yes. Okay, we have to. Oh my god! Poor I would Harrison. Never. I won't be caught dead wearing
it. Dude, Harrison left the house tonight. Like, I'm about to kill it. Like, he's like, I'm taking pictures. I'm going to post them on the chat. And we'll just be like, yo, Harrison, you look fly. But, like, yo, it's like every picture I see of Harrison, he looks awkward as shit. Like, does he not know where to shop? Like, what? And he has a girl, though. That's the thing that kills me. Like, usually dudes who have a girl, like, they dress nice because their girl dressed them. Like,
I feel like she doesn't have a role in that.
No, I'm sorry. We need to have an intervention with his girl and be like, yo, what's her name? Sarah?
Jack's girlfriend was Allie. Was. I don't know.
Well, all white girlfriends are Allie to me.
We've done this show before.
Yeah, but it's still relevant. Whatever her name, Sarah, Barbara, Betty. We need to have an intervention with her and say, yo, you have to pick his clothes from now on. Because there's no way she chose that. And if she did, we need to have an intervention with him and say, that's not the right girl for you, son.
No, I'm pretty sure Harrison's dressed like this forever.
I seen him at his polo matches. He's dressed like that. He's like with an oversized button down and some slacks.
You guys think Alf's joking. Harrison does go to polo matches.
No, they know. Did you guys not know that?
Yeah. I remember those pictures.
I never saw any pictures. I've just heard stories.
Like, do you see how he looked with Justice and TJ? Imagine the same exact picture with him next to a horse.
Scared? Brian, you need to put the picture of Harrison's shirt.
Oh.
Let's make that the cover photo for the account.
That was awful.
We lose so many followers.
The official shirt of Heat Beat.
We're almost at 2,000.
We want if we post that shirt.
Follow us if you haven't at MIA Heat Beat. We're almost at 2,000.
That's gonna get us a lot of shit.
Anybody talked about the what?
You should make it a giveaway. Giveaway.
Give it away.
Aside
2,000 followers, we'll give you away a game worn Harrison Citroen shirt.
Game one. Oh, man. I'm dying.
Basketball.
No,
man. Has anybody mentioned...
His Christmas colors on.
Has anybody mentioned what's going on December 22nd, Alf?
Oh, for the chat? No, I don't... I honestly have no idea what's going on with that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Harrison's in charge. Okay. Harrison had the tweet pin. Now he doesn't anymore. That's great. You have
this. Is it a picture of his shirt now?
I'm about to read a tweet. If you want to get involved with a Heat.com event on December 22nd for the Laker game, DM Hot Take Harry, me, the Heat Beat account, Alf, anybody, your email. We're going to be doing a chat. It's going to be Heat Beat Interactive. A lot of us are going to be on. A lot of Heat Twitter people are going to be on. It's supposed to be fun for Shaq's retirement game. So if you want to be a part of that, DM any of us or the account at MIA Heat Beat, Hot Take Harry, Alf954, Lefty Leif, Tropical Blanket, Nikias NBA, Jack Alfonso Hoops, G9S103.
I got more important news.
I just read a bunch of Twitter handles.
Our enemy, Adam Smoot, is now roasting Harry as well.
Oh.
He says you're dressed like you're going on a first date to Bennigan's.
Hey, that ain't funny, man. Nothing Smoot says is funny.
Leif, I only think of one thing when I hear Bennigan's.
You're dressed like it's a bar mitzvah at Dave and Buster's. I'm sorry. I'm not a big Adam Smoot fan, but that is funny because I have been to a bar mitzvah at Dave and Buster's, and that's what everybody was wearing.
How'd you get yourself involved with that?
With a yarmulke. What? I've told you guys, I've been to over 30 bar mitzvahs.
That's real.
I was in the gifted program at a school in Coral Springs, Florida. All right. I have many a Jewish friend. They're good people. They're God's people. That's pretty cool, Lef. That's pretty cool. You like that, Nikias?
Yeah, you're gorgeous.
I appreciate the diversity and stuff.
What is going on?
We're trying to talk about the Miami. Every time I try to talk about the Miami Heat, like, Johnny takes it back to Harrison's shirt. Because it really is the news of the day.
Wait, Alan Thicke died?
Yeah, we love the show for that.
What happened with Alan Thicke?
I mean, he's playing hockey. He had a heart attack.
Wait, what? Johnny's going to cry?
No, I'm just in shock.
Should we end the show like that?
Hold on, wait a second. No, I mean, I'm not like, what?
He's crying.
I'm not crying. Like, it's not like I cannot believe that he died. Like, I just saw like somebody tweet about what?
We addressed this in the show earlier too.
It is pretty shocking, and
I can't. I'm
trying to be serious for a second.
Don't laugh.
I can't do it, man. I can't.
And he died at 69.
That's not nice.
This is the worst podcast ever.
What the? It's literally on the floor.
I think you're crying from laughter now.
I fell off my chair. Oh my god.
My god, I can't believe you said
that. Oh, man.
What is that?
Sensitive.
What is that music? Take it off.
Oh, we gotta regroup.
I can't.
Is that Christmas music?
No. It's a title called Anime Music That Can Make You Cry.
That was Christmas music.
That's anime music that can make you cry.
Did you search that up?
That was the first Noel.
Gianni, is it working?
Is it working, Gianni? Does this make you cry?
This is Yuki Kajiro, Fate Zero.
How do you know this?
Because she's my favorite composer.
I was going to say that this song sounds like Harrison's shirt come to life.
We're like replaying the same two jokes.
Kendrick.
Sounds like me at FIU Sports Radio.
Okay. All right, Gianni, give us a Heat question. Like,
Hold on, wait a second. I need to regroup. Like, it's
is this Alan Thicke news hitting you that hard?
It kind of is because like I didn't really know him other than being on Levitard, but like I just heard him.
No, you didn't know him at all. None of us did.
No, guaranteed. I did because I've seen him on How I Met Your Mother. That was my introduction to him. Yeah, he would make cameos, and then.
Well, then there you go. No wonder you're so broken up about it.
That show ended terribly, by the way.
Nobody watched that show.
I saw that.
It's no Big Bang Theory.
That's a great
show. I cannot believe you watched that.
That show is terrible.
Wait. Nikias. Are you with me on Big Bang Theory?
Totally.
Thank you.
Awful.
That show tailed off in like 2012.
No, that show's like misogyny trash. It's unfunny. It's poorly written. It's nothing. Like, they just recycle the same jokes.
I mean, way to one up me.
That's like our podcast.
I keep forgetting the picture.
Brian, did you just make the same exact tweet?
Yes. It didn't go through.
You're an idiot.
Wait, so is this gonna stay on? Know.
Yeah, no, this is all staying on the podcast. We're not changing any of this.
That's cool.
Editing's gonna be so great.
Alex,
I don't know how to blend. I don't know how to blend between Alf dropping off and Johnny coming on.
Well, I just got to say, this is Alex's best podcast.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It is. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's been doing really good on FIU Student Radio.
Woo!
Except for that creeper in behind you. Where'd he go?
He's still here. He's been live audience the whole time. I had to try it out.
My sister just texted me, poorly written and misogynistic. Are you talking about Big Bang Theory? Yes, I am. She agrees.
So you have the same views in life as your sister. Why does that not surprise me at all?
My sister's like my best friend, dude. That was really nerdy. Wow. I can't even. Yeah. I make fun of me.
That is something you don't say on a podcast.
I mean, like, my sister and I are really close. Like, we hang out. We're pals. I mean, I have, like, a lot of friends that are close. But, like, my sister and I are pals.
No, keep going. You have a lot of gay friends and black friends.
I do. My best friend. Yep.
And
Dominican. Yeah.
Hispanic. And then you watch the election. Keep going. You guys started crying, holding hands, singing Kumbaya.
We didn't hold hands.
Hey, who else misses Bano as much as I do?
No,
we're talking about me right now.
There you go, Alex. Now that's a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should have kept Bano.
Bano.
Who gives a damn? We should have kept him because that was we should have never signed Dion. We should have kept Bano, and this team would have been fine.
I love Dion, dude.
Why?
Why not?
You love Dion because he's ironic.
I love Dion because he's fun. Like, he just does wild stuff.
And what's fun about him?
It's okay, cool.
So like, no, what's fun about him is that he'll do something crazy, right? And it'll either go really poorly or it'll go really well. And because this season doesn't mean a lot in terms of wins and losses, I don't mind watching him do dumb things because it's either funny or cool, right? And also, we can just blame Dion when things go bad. We don't have to blame Spoelstra or people we actually like when things go bad. We just say, hey, Dion's an idiot.
When it takes away from the development of the players or...
wild stuff and he yells and one and we all make fun of him.
Yeah, but if it takes away from the development of the players that you care about this year... Like, it's not fun.
Literally don't like, hear anybody.
This is such a mess.
No, because I actually thought you guys were staying quiet to make fun of me.
No,
because you're trying... Your take was so hot, it left us all silenced.
Was it a good take?
No.
So Tyler Johnson drives to the basket, trying to dunk on three people while losing teeth in the process. But Dion is fun. I'm just not understanding how that works.
Because they're paying Dion nothing, and they're paying Tyler Johnson Dwayne Wade money.
No, they're not.
Tyler Johnson's making like $5.5 million.
Now he's making $5.5 million. Now.
Yeah, so it's right now he's a way today, more fun player. Yeah, he's a way more fun to watch player than Dion Waiters. No, he finishes not. Around the best. What do you mean? Dude, like, you got to get out of this really
stop.
Bad take.
You got to stop.
You're so entrenched in this horrible
by the way,
take.
He hasn't like been that great.
And Dion's
a bad night.
No, Dion's bad. Like, I'm not defending Dion. Like, Dion's not good.
Oh, but he's fun.
He is fun. Because it's funny. And it doesn't matter if they win or lose. It's just I'm watching basketball.
When he is taking away from the development of the players you care about, when he is actually being a detriment to Goran Dragic, who you think might be part of your future, there's nothing fun
criticism.
About that.
No, that's the fair criticism I'll give you. Like, that's
like when he's dominating possessions at the end of a game, it does nothing for the future of
this
franchise.
I agree that he probably shouldn't be on this team for that reason, because he's just too ball dominant, especially at the end. Like, it'd be nice if he could pick his spots, but we know that that's not going to happen. But in terms of entertainment value, like, yeah, that's entertaining. Is it good and is it wise?
No, it's not entertaining. How is bad, dude? How is bad basketball entertaining?
Oh, it's funny.
Hey, Alf, dude,
Alf, they play bad basketball. Was Danny Granger funny?
Was Danny Granger funny? Because no, that shit was infuriating.
No, like, that was bad. That wasn't funny. Yeah. That was just bad. Because
the dude at Alex Cribb can do an Alf impersonation. I think that we need to work on getting us out of him.
It's really bad, and it's also kind of racist.
Go ahead. I want to hear. Kind of racist.
He's not going to do it.
Nick Hayes, why don't you? Alf is right. Why don't you have a light?
Man, my bulb is out, man.
You want us to send you one?
No, I'm going to the store tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what I'm dealing with right now.
We can Amazon Prime it.
There's a couple things going on with Nikias. Nikias is obviously in a motel room. Look at those curtains.
Like, I like your shirt, Alex.
I think there's a door to his right and the curtains. He is obviously in a motel room and he's not telling us something. Tell the hooker to get out of the bed and say hi to everybody.
This is what you think of me, man? That hurts.
You brought your laptop to a place with free Wi-Fi and you're with a hooker at a Motel 6. Now, secondly, Alex, tell your boy, stop being a punk. Your boy is like a walking gateway drug. That's what he is.
He's a bad influence.
Yeah, he's like, I'm telling you, like, you hang out with him. First, like, oh, let's smoke a joint. Next thing you're doing crystal meth at a house in Hialeah.
At Walmart.
And then you're wearing his shirt. I've literally been friends with him all my life, though. So it kind of explains.
Yeah, Alex, be careful because you'll just end up at a regular bull bar and be doing crystal meth.
Well, what am I going to do at bull bar, though? It can't be as bad as what you did.
Oh, not podcast friendly.
Great is what I did.
Can't talk about that on the podcast. Let me tell you something.
There was a legend made that night.
There sure was, but we will not talk about that in public. All right, Alex, where's your boy?
Tyler does it better.
Alex, where's your boy with the Alf impression?
He's not going to do it. He doesn't want
to
do it.
He needs to do it. He has no choice.
It's so bad, Alf. I've heard
it. He has
it's
really over his bad. Face. Yeah, yeah, Johnny doesn't like it.
It's terrible, and it's kind of offensive.
Like, is my voice...
It's not offensive.
It's offensive.
Is my voice distinctive enough to do an impression?
No, but he doesn't do it right.
Well, let's hear it. Let's be the judge.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Let the audience be the judge of that.
Tell him to come on.
Tell him he can do it off camera. Like, he doesn't. I don't have to see his face.
I told him he could do it off camera. And I told him that if it wasn't good, that we could.
Why you gotta do it off camera?
Just do it
on camera. I'm gonna find him either way.
This isn't a visual medium, anyways.
It's so funny how you scare people, yo. What is going on?
Is your friend going to do this for the show or not?
He needs to do it. He has no choice.
Is he your friend, Alex, or not? Like, if he's your friend, yeah. he'll help out the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much of a good friend he is. Yeah,
Alex, get him to do
Alex, if he doesn't do it, then you have to attempt to do it.
Alex, unplug your headphones so we can talk to him.
What, say that again?
Unplug your headphones so we can talk to him.
I mean, I don't have headphones on.
You don't?
He hears everything.
Why?
He can hear everything.
He's been hearing all of this. How do you think he was hearing and reacting to the show with me having headphones on?
I wasn't
is
here.
Is he blushing right now?
Yeah.
Do it.
He was making side jokes about Harrison when we were talking about him.
That'll be on the pod.
Don't change the subject. Do it.
He made this bad radio now.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I'm not the one who brought it up.
That's fair.
Who did?
It was me. I did it.
Hello?
Leif did it.
I was late.
Tell him you might as well go for the joke.
Something else.
I'm still gonna find him one day. I know where to look for people like him. People like him.
He's gonna hide wherever Nikias is.
Oh no, he is not. Oh, that Motel 6. Nikias is there.
He looks like he's pushing weight out the trap house or something.
I'm telling you. The guys are just some dirty stuff. That whole Christian not cursing thing, that's all a front.
Don't out me right now, man. I'm trying to get into business right now. I can't afford any.
The guys, they showed his real face on TV. He just Yeah, I did.
Because he's actually Greg Monroe. That's why.
He doesn't look like Greg Monroe. Now that's racist.
He looked like Greg Monroe in one video he put on Facebook
where he's that drumming.
Yeah, yeah.
That drumming one.
That's good.
It was good, Nikias. You're a very good drummer. You're a very good musician.
Thanks. I don't like the fact that you were wearing a white tee at church.
No, I had a shirt on. I had a polo. But I got hot.
Can we talk about that? The fact that you weren't a white tee at church. At least you could dress like Harrison.
I had on a nice solid colored polo shirt.
Put yourself on a nice Sears Roebuck catalog striped dress shirt. Like, you know what that? Have you guys ever been to Walmart and seen the dress shirts? The George, they're called George.
Yes.
I've actually caught one of those before. I'm guilty.
I guarantee that was a George shirt.
I got the polo last week. I needed one for them.
The golf ones are real lightweight, man.
the confessions.
I was in the country club pod real quick.
I have a pretty bad confession. So I put on some weight and recently, and I had to go somewhere, and I didn't have a nice shirt that'll fit me, so I went to Target and I just bought one. I felt like
Target.
Oh my god!
I'll tell you guys a story. I was with a group of chicks, and I was the only guy. There was three girls, and we went to a concert where one of the girls' cousins was performing. So I just wore like a t-shirt and jeans, whatever. And then they wanted to go to Nicki Marina. So I'm like, I can't go to Nicki Marina like this. I'm wearing sneakers and a t-shirt. And they were like, oh, no, it's cool. I was like, no, go by Walmart. I got you. Right? I went to Walmart. I caught me one of them George joints. I caught the freshest George joint they had. I got myself a nice pair of, like, black, like, dress shoes looking whatever. So they were straight. And I'm the one in Walmart gear from top to bottom. Right? So we get to Nicki Marina, and like one of the girls I knew was on the list. So we go to the front of the line. I walk in. The lady's like, hey, how you doing? I walk in. She stops the girls behind me like, next time you need to dress a little nicer. I was like, what? Should have went for the Walmart special.
I lost my luggage once and had to cop jeans at Sam's Club. Not cool, yo.
Leif got his jeans in a 3-pack. Leif got a boxer jean.
Yeah. They roll them up in the plastic.
Leif has some hermetically sealed jeans. Oh, that's hilarious.
Still have them?
It was a... Nah. This was a long time ago.
Not a good one now.
I had to do it. It was, you know, last minute. Had no clothes, but the basketball shorts I wore on the flight, so...
Oh, my God. I feel sick from laughing.
You've got a 6-pack of jeans.
That's the only 6-pack I got.
It came with sewn-in boxers.
Like the nets.
Like swim trunks.
Yeah.
Yo, Leif had jeans with an elastic waistband.
House is done.
Alpha's like extra sassy today.
It all started with the shirt and Justice and TJ's looks on their faces in that picture. That's how it all started, man.
They look miserable.
Yo, this pod has been like 95% jokes, 5% heat. Who? Now Nikias got light a little bit. I see the outline of his face, at least. Nikias, what time zone are you in? Because it looked like the sun came up.
Yeah, he's like an hour and a half from me, man.
Yo, Nikias, no, she's lying. He's in India right now. He's moving weight. He's moving weight at a motel in India, and he's fronting.
Tyler looks so uncomfortable in this picture.
He was much happier in the picture with Pablo.
He probably shook his hand and said, "Nice to meet you, Sharon."
He looks like Dutch's girlfriend.
The bangs. Oh, my God.
By the way, I'm talking from the floor again.